This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the Galib Dur.
There's a monster in my podcast.
No one has ever used these things in a campaign.
No. See, I think most people get frustrated. They have bad associations from when they got stuck on that level in Rhythm Heaven where the Galib Dur were singing.
Oh, yeah. Wow, these guys actually, I'm kind of surprised by how much text there is if I Google this, though.
Oh, yeah?
They have their own Wikipedia entry.
Hmm.
Oh, first edition drawing of Galib Dur is real special.
Ooh, can you paint me a word picture?
It looks like a mountain that would announce a Nickelodeon show from the 90s.
Hmm, okay.
But with just two big, like, bulky legs.
It is the most aggro of crags. Yeah.
It is a really aggressive crag.
Yeah.
It's unlike the aggro crag who had to go to HR to get retraining.
I couldn't decide if you said Craig on purpose.
Oh yeah, that's the aggro Craig.
Yeah. Oh look at him, he's got little baby legs. It's great.
All these guys do too. This is like an execute. It's like a Diglett and an execute had a fucking baby.
Yeah, and Cubone watched.
Oh yeah. He did, while slowly being jerked off upon a Larvitar. Yeah. So there's not that much to these things. They're kind of cuties, though.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely, like, even this little drawing here, they've got very, like, somber kind of faces.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that top one has, a real cone-shaped head.
Yeah.
And he's ready to consume mass quantities of granite, but never a sedimentary rock. That is the Swedish fish.
The standards.
Ugh, yeah. Gross.
Yeah. Yeah, for those guys. Do you not like Swedish fish?
Not really, no.
Wow. They're pretty tasty.
Hmm.
Have you seen those where you go to the place where they have the different flavors?
No.
They're wrong. Like, none of them taste right except for red.
Right. Yeah, I try. I don't even feel that bad about Swedish fish. Like, it's like, whatever. It's not a candy I would like to eat. But it's just, it was the top.
Well, I don't think you have to feel bad about any candies that you don't like.
Right.
I think that's
no,
okay.
I phrased that inelegantly. It's been a very long day, Gary. I'm not even that down on Swedish fish. I just tried to think of a gross, bland kind of candy.
Oh, yeah. Candy corn.
Yeah, I suppose that would.
It's kind of hackneyed, but like, if you ever need a bad candy.
Yeah, I mean, just right there. Keep that one in your back pocket.
Yeah, circus peanuts. So you fall. So these things have a couple of cute little things. They're little rocks that move around. Little graveler / diglet /
They're not little, they're big.
I guess they are big. Yeah. I was imagining them very tiny, which I think made me like them a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, they vary in size. Some of them think that the very smallest ones are the kids.
Yeah. Again, very cute. This last paragraph here is one of those, like when we did Dragon Month, I was like, if I was in a certain mood, this would make me cry. This is if I was feeling super emotional. In some strange way, the Galib Dur feel responsible for the smaller rocks and boulders around them. Aw, guys. They're just rocks.
Yeah.
You don't need to feel, what do you mean responsible? What does that mean?
I am the knight.
Like, I am the Galib Dur you needed, not the Galib Dur you deserved. It's very sweet to me that they do that. I don't know another word for it.
But then it also says, much like a tree ant would feel about the trees in its neighborhood. Dog, that's a forest. It's not your neighborhood. Yeah. Like, there's no HOA for like the tree ants.
Well, and also, arguably, those trees are alive. Like, a tree ant feeling that way for a tree is just like, oh, you know. This would be like me feeling that way about mannequins and dolls and shit. You know, because that's what a rock would be to a Galib Dur.
Yeah.
Like, I live in a haunted sewing factory, and somehow all of these, you know, torsos, expandable torsos, are under my dominion.
Yeah, this is like if you said goodnight to all of your G.I. Joes by name every evening before you, like, tucked them in.
Yeah, like, and then it ceases to be sweet. It starts being terrifying.
Wait, it wasn't terrifying with the mannequins, Gary? You think you need to recalibrate?
Yeah, I'm sick.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.